circus peanut.
Gelatin.
Sugar.
Air.
Sugar.
The hell is this?
That's a circus peanut.
Okay.
Baby elephant.
What else? What does it taste like?
Little people.
Without touch.
Oh, now.
Orange number 4.
Yeah.
Look at that face.
Who said that?
Yep.
How about
oh, my God.
They're like giant Lucky Charms. They are.
You know what this is?
Thank you.
They're nasty.
This is just like the every cheap Halloween chewing gum that you can actually chew.
Yeah.
Yes.
Actually, you know what? It probably stays in your stomach for 7 years,
but it
too.
It has that banana thing.
Oh.
Hey.
But so that's where they got...
breakfast. Yes.
Remember from the thing? Mm-hmm. That's where we got Lucky Charms?
Breakfast of champions.
Yes.
Or champions.
Which I reminded Aaron about.
If you do get the zine, all of the gin drinks have been taste tested.
Of course they have.
Hell yeah.
And by that, she means all the gin drinks. All of them. All of them in the world.
All the ones in the zine.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
All the
ones in the world.
Oh, get... Sir, sir, start signing.
What?
What are we
signing? We got a new panel. Oh, thank God. The Tuffley's here. We can start.
Hey, Tuffley, sir.
Tuffley, sir.
We have no more chairs.
We have no more chairs.
We have no chairs.
Steal them from the back hall. There's a lovely person back there that knows how to take them apart. Where? That's right. Two more chairs, please. Thank you. Oh, I did. Okay. Wait, wait. Well, like, I better do this. No, 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 I wasn't bringing up the donut again. I was asking if we were going. Yeah, no. Oh, what? You need to be aware.
Yeah, he's on. I don't know where.
Eric, here, here's a fun house for you. You're such a good guy. All right.
Hold on. Oh, my God.
Well, he's got soda.
All right, hello, everyone. Hey! Welcome. Welcome to where we crush your dreams, your cinematic hopes, and bring your movie fears to life. And then, have you already been coded? What the hell? What did you do? All right, for those who are just joining us, some people are playing panel bingo. Oh my God, what have you bingoed with? Yes.
Tekka.
Yeah.
Tekka.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yes, that works.
There are girls on panel.
There are, indeed.
And I just updated my Facebook to say I am.
Yay!
Well done.
Oh no.
I will get you the lovely Sick from Dark Horse.
I actually wanted to buy this.
Well, there you go.
Yay,
yes, for those right at home, this is the Perry Bible Fellowship collection. Take that and
thank you so much.
Your friends and neighbors. What was I? What were they doing before I was so rudely interrupted by Victory? Oh, yes. Welcome to Make the Badman Stop. I've already sort of described it. How many people have been to one of these before and know what we do? And you came back, you poor bastard. All right, how many people are virgins? Welcome, virgin. Not a virgin.
Okay, Scott. Virgin does not mean you get to jump them.
Actually, Scott has competition this year because John Barrowman's going to jump.
Oh my God!
We can jump together.
This is the year Scott gets John Barrowman's left.
All right, wait. For the record, Barrowman is not a bad man, and we are not asking him necessarily to stop. At least not with this panel.
Don't.
That is not in our jurisdiction.
Did we have a panel bingo space for Barrowman jokes?
No, but we will next year.
Okay.
By the way, I just dodged a bullet with that. Apparently, he's listened to the podcast.
What?
Who? Oh, shit.
Who?
Okay, so, moving right along.
I always say good things about Torchwood.
Moving right along. Okay, so basically, here's how this works. We will talk about upcoming films based on your favorite properties. The Law of Relative Development, which was come up with by very important top men, basically says that every single film, every single television show, every single comic book, in some cases toy and magazine article, is being turned into a film somewhere.
Oh, shit. Have they got to buy the rights to our zine yet?
No, but we're in discussions, actually.
Awesome.
So the action sequence
about the sampler is really accurate.
Yes, I think that's fantastic, especially the slow motion type of when they're.
You already got a little script for a serial killer.
Bullets on cross stitch. It's the wave of the future.
Yay!
Well, it's not, that sounds like a ska band. All right, so basically, they're all being made into films, and I think I speak for all of us here when we say that that scares the hell out of us because they mostly don't do them right. So mostly. There are some rare exceptions. So what we're going to do is we're going to meander from subject to subject. I have a couple that I'd like to hit. I know because I've planned it, they're not going to happen.
And when you say hit, you mean with the mallet.
Yes, right? Of course.
That's what we're hoping.
Like a whack-a-mole.
With the mallet from Donkey Kong.
And there would be the late guy.
Hi, John. I started. I hope I did it right.
Oh, yeah, you did perfect.
Okay, good.
Sorry, both of you.
Oh, my God. All right, so...
Where are you going
Stop
now?
The podcast.
The first, the first thing I wanted to talk about and bring up is, because it was a request, was the Stephen King Dark Tower... Was I know. Yeah. So for those who don't know, and if you haven't been paying attention, you might not know, because there was a time not too long ago when the only two things that Stephen King hadn't sold the rights to were the story Jerusalem's Lot, because it was an epistolary story and nobody quite knew what to do with it. I'm sure that's changed by now because, I mean, look at Lawnmower Man. Thanks for the title, Steve. Actually, what's funny is... They actually did just take the title. They had a completely different script and another script called Lawnmower Man and just ripped the title off it and put on that to get Stephen King's name. All your fears made true. But the other thing he wouldn't sell is the Dark Tower. Apparently he changed his mind. I'm not quite sure why, but it just sort of all of a sudden...
Hospital bills are expensive.
Back on cocaine.
Goes off it?
The morphine.
Wow.
Morphine is not cheap.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Cheap
so,
on those
but no, he sold it, and Ron Howard was attached to direct. Now, I don't know if they were going to do one of these... Well, let's, because everyone, of course, is like desperate for the next series that they can turn into eight movies.
Nine.
Nine? What are they turning into nine?
I don't know, but they will.
Okay, of course. That's why that's true. The Hobbit.
The Hobbit will be nine films.
The Hobbit.
All he has to do is hire an editor. That's all he has to do. That's okay.
Three. I know. Well, he wanted another trilogy. He tried to make King Kong a single film into a trilogy, and it didn't quite work, but it felt like a trilogy. My ass fell asleep about halfway through it, like I was watching an entire trilogy. But the Dark Tower was at Universal, I believe.
Yeah, Universal.
And they passed because they said, you want how much? And then stopped, I think, is pretty much the extent
of it. Well, there's two things. I think NBC said no to the TV show. Because that was the component that they were selling to Universal.
Oh, okay.
What they were selling to Universal was, we'll give you three movies and then we'll do two TV shows around it. Which NBC said no.
Now, was one of those the animated Oi Saturday morning cartoon show?
Probably, yeah.
Sorry, for those of you who haven't read the story, you're just going, what? Just the rest of you just went.
Yeah, Cubic, Saturday morning.
That would be awesome.
From the people who brought you.
And the other thing was they were trying to throw Russell Crowe into the mix in the Russell deal, and I don't know if that...
He doesn't blend.
I know, he doesn't blend well, which may have been why they said no. So
about blending, who the hell would he play?
A gay man.
No, they wanted him probably to play Roland, and that is just...
Yeah.
Oh, no. And no again.
No.
No.
So,
and I don't say no.
It went to Warner's first. They
right.
went to Warner's first, and then it went to Universal.
I'm sorry, this is breakfast.
Go ahead.
And it went to Universal twice, and Universal just passed on it the last time with Russell Crowe in tow, and they couldn't get it done. So I have some. I don't know the name of the studio now that's doing it, but they're now studio number three to try to get it done, and I think we're just down to movies now, so the TV show may be out of it.
Hmm.
Did you follow that?
Collapse.
Yes.
Everyone, blank out your flowcharts.
Well, now
available in the lobby.
But yes,
we'll be in the upcoming zine.
So that's Dark Tower, and I will. I will say, if you have not read Dark Tower, it's quite good. Just be prepared for book six because it will make you want to kill yourself and people around you. But persevere because it actually gets good. What's that? The whole Twilight series? I never experienced it firsthand.
Yeah. Oh, no, we will.
So you read the Twilight series, or did you...
Should you read the first chapter and the last chapter?
Was that like gateway drugs? You tried one just to try it?
No, I think she did the right thing. We make a lot of fun at Twilight, but people should...
Next thing I knew, I had finished the third book, and I was naked and shivering in an alley.
And I was sparkling.
I started this awful thing. I might as well finish it to see if it improves.
Yes.
And I was like, the fact that they're pushing this to teenage girls was so offensive to me, and that was my big problem. I had to finish it because I was so angry at it. You know?
You want to get offensive? It was on my child's 7th and 8th grade summer reading list that he could choose it as one of the books. I literally wrote the principal, I've now written the principal twice, and I said, I'm not really understanding why you're selling softcore porn to teenagers, which also talks about stalking, rape, and bestiality.
Wait till Shades of Grey is required reading in high school.
We want to teach the kids that herself.
That's my job.
And that's
exactly. That's my job.
Yeah, let's get married the day after I graduate from high school, or not even finishing high school first. This is great. You know?
Obviously, they should listen to Need Coffee and read Pregnesia instead.
Pregnesia?
She couldn't finish it.
Finish it. You couldn't finish Pregnesia?
I got halfway through and it was like, nothing is happening here. I'm getting nothing out of this book. I put it down. We moved. I lost it in the move. I found it about a month ago and I can't touch it.
It should really just
reserve a shadow byline for posterity.
I just, that's exactly what I'm thinking about doing with it.
That's the byline on the cover. I couldn't finish it.
I have a movie I'd like to talk about.
What's that, Scott?
They're making some progress on Neuromancer. Or supposed process.
Oh, really?
Well, progress
as in...
As in they brought in Liam Neeson as Armitage. Well, first off, how many people know what I'm talking about with Neuromancer? Okay, good, Bill. Armitage is like this X-Force's somewhat crazy guy, and he hires a hacker to bust in and do stuff, and the X-Force's guy is played by Liam Neeson, which is, of course...
Wherever you go, I will find you, and I will hack you.
Yeah. But the hacker, the actor they've gotten, is Mark Wahlberg.
Oh!
Yeah. Kind of my reaction.
Let's do it again.
No. Because even in the book, they describe him as like, he's like a speed freak.
Well, too, he's young.
Exactly.
Mark Wahlberg is like used up trash.
Yeah,
now.
Sadly. Okay.
What do you have against the Funky Bunch?
Now, hang on. There's nothing against the Funky Bunch. However, he was party to the happening, so...
True.
That literally was one of the things where there was a Twitter-verse watching of the happening. I had not seen it. And about a quarter of the way into it, I tried to gnaw off my own arm.
Hey, big hit was awesome. All right, so I forget.
Okay, the big hit was fun. Anyway,
we had a bingo.
Another bingo.
Whoa!
What do you got?
Failed joke.
There's been several. Never mind. Keep going.
Overgeneralization. You won't get to everything you want to talk about this panel.
That's pretty stunning. Yes.
That's a fact.
We're being sacred right here.
Yes, that happens.
And Lee was talking about her child who was in eighth grade.
You got
Lee.
That works.
She's talking about her child on the bingo card now. That's awesome.
Yes.
Hey, Rob.
I'm sorry. Lee, I can put in parentheses now. John Burma's girlfriend. By contractual agreement.
You can read.
Con-wife. Whose contract?
I can be his con-wife any day.
Oh, man.
So that makes three.
I have a con-boyfriend.
There you go.
Two.
Since we were talking about Twilight.
Yes.
I know.
The parody Twilight, Garrison Keillor, the Twilight of Lake Wobegotten parody. Enjoy. Hopefully you'll finish it.
You have to eat another circus peanut.
So while I'm a great fan of Neuromancer, I am kind of afraid.
I will be digesting
be
the last
soon,
one until 2017.
Like, not Mark.
What's that?
I don't know where they are.
What, circus peanuts?
No,
the Twilight of Lake Wobegotten? I have no idea.
Probably.
More than likely, yes. Sadly, it would probably be done by by one of the associate producers of Not Another Teen Movie. Guns. No, the sad thing about Neuromancer is, well, there's two problems with Neuromancer. The reason why it hasn't been made is because it's already been made. Pretty much a lot of the sci-fi that you've seen is Neuromancer. Mm-hmm. It's like when people... Okay, not people. When kids these days watch Psycho, and they just go, I don't get it, this isn't scary, I've seen all this before. Yeah, you've seen all this before, because he did it first! Yeah. So, Neuromancer did pretty much everything first, especially the Molly Millions character from Neuromancer, who, you know...
Who you'll see in, you know,
Angela Bassett in Strange Days.
And all of them.
Yes.
You could even say Dark Knight Rises, seeing Kyle's outfit. You know, the...
No. If we're talking strictly from a fashion perspective, yes.
And also a girl who can kick ass.
Well, yeah.
I mean, the moves she made when she twirled him.
Oh, yeah. No, but the great thing about Molly was you had your protagonist who was extremely weak, and you had your female secondary protagonist who could, like, hand you your ass.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
And look awesome in her surgically attached sunglasses as well. But anyway, so yes, Neuromancer.
Yeah, I think they're making progress.
Yeah. I was sad they didn't do it earlier because I thought... young, just starting out, Edward Norton would have made a great case.
True. Mm-hmm. True. Yeah, I've been trying to think of the young actors that are out there. I'm trying to think of who would do it.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
I like that.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah? I can see it. No, I can see it.
Watch Grip.
I cannot wait to see Looper.
Looper I'm actually looking forward to quite a lot.
Question.
Yes, question.
Anything on Black Panther?
Okay.
Yep, just recently this week.
Yeah, so they've... the big thing, of course, is Marvel having hit it out of the park and then hit the park off the continent with their Avengers franchise. Everyone's like, what are we going to do next? And quite frankly, the people at Marvel are just going, what are we going to do next?
We're in the money.
Let's be fair. They earn that money because I don't know about you, but I've like seen Avengers like 3 times, and it's awesome. You know, they're doing the next wave of the Marvel Cinematic Universe thing, and
Talking Chipmunk.
Rocket Raccoon.
Thank you.
Yes,
I'm thinking of the other.
Which was a great limited series. But yeah, they're doing doing another Iron Man. They're doing another Thor. They're doing another Captain America, which I know is Winter Soldier. I was hoping for another World War II film. I know, call me crazy. But yes, and Guardians of the Galaxy.
Didn't they just get Daredevil rights back?
Yes, they did.
Oh, is that like official?
But they're not doing anything.
Okay, so they said no, we're not doing anything, and they grabbed it. Okay.
Well, Fox isn't.
Yeah, but I know there was some confusion because they said no and yes, no.
Well,
and yes.
The major thing that they can do now is that they could, if they're still doing the Alias TV show, you could bring in Murdoch on that if you wanted to.
You want to make him an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. or something?
But you're not.
Well, everyone's an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Trying to do agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Actually, they did just greenlight the pilot
for S.H.I.E.L.D.
And they're trying to get this Anthony Mackie to be Black Panther. In the past week.
I just want Coulson back, so I don't.
No. Yeah, he's dead.
He's Marvel dead.
He's Marvel.
Yes.
That means nothing.
He's Marvel dead.
Comic book dead.
He's in the canister.
He'll come back as Dark Coulson.
The thing is, considering Whedon's record on bringing people back, he brought Buffy back. He brought back
Colossus,
and a whole bunch of other people. He might be back, just not as a way we recognize him.
Hey,
I still say he should be the voice of the Vision.
Edgar Wright's Ant-Man.
Yes.
Well.
Yeah.
I don't know that the short film that he shot for Proof of Concept, has that leaked out at all? Yeah, has that leaked out at all? Okay, I haven't seen it.
Apparently, it is a green light on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they announced it as part of the slate.
Okay, see, my problem was they kept sort of announcing stuff on the slate where it was like you didn't know what was actually on the slate or not. Because I kept changing it. Because again, I'm sure they're just all going.
It's like an actual, like an old fashioned.
It's like an
slate where you can erase it.
They're looking at their entire universe, and it's like a buffet for them. You know, it's just like, my God, I want a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
Well, they were trying to.
Well, not yet.
They were trying to wait and see if Fox was going to twitch and giving him a Galactus and Surfer back.
Right.
And that didn't work out for them, but...
Well, again, as we've mentioned before, as we mentioned when the whole Disney thing happened, you can rest assured that even as we sit here, Disney lawyers are combing through every single piece of paperwork that they have on the deals that Marvel gave their stuff out.
Yep.
And if they're done with it, then their bosses are saying, look at it again.
And they probably have purchased atomic clocks for the nanosecond.
Right.
Well, see, the problem is...
It's out of it. It's like...
You almost got a time expiration as a
TV show by production.
Well, see, I would be okay with that if it was done properly.
It's Jessica Jones.
I liked that series. I liked that series.
And then people could care if it was done well.
Wrong.
Anyway.
I'm telling you, nobody cared. It's going to be like Guardians of the Galaxy. Nerds will only fill it seats.
But see, well, hang on. Here's the thing, though. Because remember, and I've said this before, everyone in this room, when we heard, oh, they're doing an Iron Man movie, of course. The people who weren't in this room said,
who's
based
Iron
on the song? I mean, you know, no, they had that. It wasn't even who. It was just, oh, I love that song.
What song?
Said the music guy. But no, it's like, no, oh God. In fact, they probably thought it was one of those things where they said, oh, we've got this script. We need a title for it. I don't know. Let's grab one from a song. Let's just call it Dream a Little Dream or Brown Eyed Girl or...
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hang on. I'm giving myself a migraine. All right. So, but I mean, but part of the thing that they do... Oh, Jesus. Okay. Oh, but these are uncoated. I don't want your naked aspirin, pervert.
Wrap your aspirin before you use it.
So, yes.
Here, Scott, just code them.
Okay. Widget Walls was slapped with a paternity suit by the Bayer Company. I don't know. I haven't slept. What's that? Yeah, but see, this is how these panels go. Welcome to our podcast. This is how the podcasts go.
We are the number one Dragon Con train wreck.
Yeah,
wreck.
Well, that's very true.
Wreck.
But no, the thing... What's that?
If you really want to find out about Black Friday, come back Monday.
You need a shirt. I don't even know what the shirt is, but by God, you need it. All right, so I know it's very true.
Oh my God, are we really?
For those of you who don't listen to our podcast, we sometimes don't even get around to introducing ourselves because it just starts.
Wait,
anyway,
you brought Logic to one of these things.
He's going to perish horribly. But Clutch is going to take that back from us. They're going to regret giving us permission. What the hell was I just saying? Oh, no. But what Marvel has been able to do is they have been able to, because they understand that the adage that I think, you know.
I need a little box.
Oh, Jesus.
It's a mini soundboard.
We're trying not to alienate the people who just met us. All right. So anyway.
They got to learn sometime.
Oh, God.
Welcome to Shawshank.
Anyway, the point being is that they were able to take that. They know that, like, if your fan base could make your movie make money, then we'd have, a third Firefly movie in cinemas right now. But we don't. Because they just appealed to their fan base and nobody else, and so nobody went. So they understand that, and they know, well, we can't just do Iron Man for the fans. So they made an Iron Man that was just freaking awesome for everybody, and they have to a certain extent. I mean, give credit where credit is due. They made a Thor movie work.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it. He didn't even have a song. Everyone was just like, who?
Yeah,
I mean,
he did.
What?
Thor had a comic. There was a cartoon.
A cartoon song listened to by geeks. Thank you, Lee, for helping me make my point.
Come on, there was a cartoon song for Thor. Thor did have a song,
and the Thor movie was really good.
It was still not as cool as the song.
No, it was. It was
Thor. What's
that? The Rainbow Bridge?
The Dora cartoon, remember?
Yeah.
When you were a kid, did you?
Yeah. Oh, no, I watched Rainbow that. But,
sing
but see,
it,
that's,
sir.
That is,
sing it.
What?
You.
Sing what is this? Is this 60s cartoon karaoke? Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Please don't.
We're going to be gnawing off our own limbs again. All right.
Black
but,
Panther.
But no, my point is that if anybody can make Guardians of the Galaxy work, or pretty much anything in their stable, I mean, it would be, at this point, Marvel.
It's a stick in a raccoon.
I'm still really...
I loved Rocky Raccoon.
It's
but again,
big-ass space adventure.
It's a stick in a raccoon.
It's the cosmic push by Marvel really has me concerned. Avengers, a lot of people, you know, almost everybody, mainstream America, knows who Captain America is, or at least was.
But
and Avengers prominently featured him. He had his own movie. The others, not so much, but the cosmic angle, you know, even amongst everybody here, I never read Guardians of the Galaxy because it just didn't appeal to me. And Avengers did, and I read Avengers for years. But Guardians of the Galaxy, I didn't even give it a chance. I'm really worried about it.
Multiple iterations of those guys that literally, if you start looking at like the old NBC movie of the week things, you had Incredible Hulk there during its heyday, and they kept bringing movies back. And in those movies, you got a Daredevil, you got a Thor, you got Captain America movies that were just shown on regular TV that...
And were hilarious.
Right, but they were shown on NBC, so there were still generations of people, even if they didn't read comics, I can identify with at least who the character is, or they have children
probably,
who have continually kept the cartoons going.
And, sir, I'll agree with you because it's a lot harder to push the cosmic angle without Fantastic Four.
Yeah,
because at least there's a relatable point to get to.
Right, that's their gateway to the cosmic angle, is probably Fantastic Four with Silver Surfer. Since Marvel doesn't have that gateway, they're forcing the Avengers into it with Thanos.
Well,
spoiler at the end of Avengers.
You have the cartoons that are out right now.
I thought it was Shawarma.
The Avengers cartoons that the kids are going to want to go see. So that's
right. Awesome. See, and that's the thing that I think will be very good is one thing. Oh, I'm sorry. But that's where.
No, I'm just saying that's cool. The little kids are watching that, so they'll push to go see.
That's fun.
It's great.
Because, well, one of the things that they did. I think they did wrong with Tron, the sequel that came out was they came out with the movie and then they came out with the prequel cartoon.
And the cartoon is way better.
Right. If they came out with the cartoon and got that going and they could have generated kiddie interest and maybe some adult interest, then they came out with the movie. That I think the movie would
The problem that they had with the movie was that they had a lot of adult interest and then they put out a crap movie.
Yeah.
That was shiny.
But the soundtrack was awesome.
That's the only defense for that film.
But I still think you're right. It wasn't a great movie, but I also think it suffered from, like you said, they just appealed to the fan base. And they didn't try to expand interest wider. Like they did with some of the more obscure, like Iron Man and Thor.
Well, and once they got a hold of it, they didn't know what to do with it.
Mm.
And that's the problem that a lot of these studios have, is that they simply, it's like nobody thought to think of the marketing angle before they wound up with the finished film on their desks
like
and went.
John Carter?
Oh, God, yeah. John Carter, wow.
Well, which you've made this point before, because Marvel seems to get, at least when they're trying to set up their movie universe, what originally made the comics work incredibly well, which is
and able to do it in cinematic form, yeah.
They find a point of relation or a reference point and then kind of expand from it.
Yeah.
Which is what they get to do with the movies now that they're not doing with the comics.
Well, but let me just say this, because, Serv, I know you were saying that you didn't read Guardians of the Galaxy. I didn't read Avengers. I mean, I never could get into it because it just didn't interest me. Because
X-Men was better.
Absolutely. X-Men before it became, you know, Dallas with people with, you know, difficulties.
Oh, and you know, there are people who actually get that now because they brought it back.
Oh no! In this crowd, they get Dallas.
Well, we got younguns here.
Yeah, I know, but No, I didn't read Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay,
but I didn't read Avengers either. But my point is my whole thing about Avengers was that whenever I picked it up, it just seemed like this mishmash of different characters that didn't have any interest to me. Whereas what DC did right with Justice League was basically going, well, let's get our best characters and let's put them all in one book.
Not anymore.
Well, they keep relearning that. Just like they keep relearning, why don't we do a darker, more extreme Justice League?
And let's make have them Justice go out League and, the authority?
Yeah, pretty much. About every 6 years, we'll call it, I can't believe it's not extreme justice. I mean,
Warner Brothers can't figure out how to make...
Ah, thank you. There's the lead-in.
There
we are.
But several for yeah. Warner Brothers.
But let me say one thing about both Marvel and especially Marvel properties not currently in the stable of Marvel is when you hear somebody announce something, don't get overly excited. Because the way the contract works with these folks is they have to have something in active development ongoing, or after a certain point, the rights revert, which is what happened with Daredevil. So that's why they announced a Magneto movie. That's why they announced, and then went through with, sadly, a Wolverine movie.
That's why they did a reboot so soon of Spider-Man.
Yes, that's why it's Spider-Man.
Do you want to bring up the elephant in the room that is Days of Futures Past?
Yeah. What about it?
What the next X-Men movie?
The First Class sequel that is apparently basically Future Past.
Well, I will say that based on the fact that I really enjoyed First Class, that they were able to do that with characters that they were basically given like the worst job ever. Okay, you can't use anything that in continuity makes any sense in any universe that we've ever created. And by God, we've got a lot of them. But make us an X-Men movie and make it a prequel and make it make some kind of sense. And they said, okay. And then they did it. So,
I'm cautiously optimistic.
I am too. Honestly, before.
I love the comic, so.
As long as Fassbender's in it.
That's right.
The other thing they did with First Class that I actually like is that they made sure the thing that they didn't do with the first X-Men movie, they went for an ensemble. They didn't necessarily go for like a whole movie full of stars. They had a solid ensemble cast.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's because they didn't have Wolverine.
So that they can pretty much build on it. So, and they've also got a cast with enough people that are like friendly. Like apparently that cast really got along, so that if they decide the next movie, okay, we're going to build around this character, but give this one, let's do, nobody's egos get involved, which ruined the X-Men franchise a lot, because everybody was fighting over things to do.
I want more lines!
I want a better wig!
Well, you can't blame us for that.
No, but I can blame the wig. We were sneaking into DC. I do find it absolutely hilarious that Marvel is a comic company, and they're current... that makes better movies than they make comics.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Then you've got DC, owned by a huge media company that in theory would know how to make, media. And they can't... unless you've got Nolan involved.
Where is the Flash going on all of this? Nowhere?
The thing is, the fail
that they had on Green Lantern.
Right.
Well, and that's the problem. Is
that was horrible.
I think
they screwed that up from like the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, again, it's a writing issue, because you had you tried to basically slam like three stories into one film, which really good films can barely do properly. What's that?
And then write for a sequel.
Yeah, and then make the sequel make absolutely no sense. I mean, I'm sorry. When your rookie cop, which basically, they're cops, right?
Right.
When your rookie cop comes up with the really obvious solution to take out your super, super, super villain that you guys didn't know how to do it, within like 5 minutes of getting the job, you should probably all retire or something. I mean, it was
that's
just...
That's how my hobos roll, man. rookie hobos.
I tell you what.
1985 is calling.
If there was a green hobo movie, I would so go see it.
Wilder, he could come up. Ryan Reynolds could come up with things like that.
Poor Ryan Reynolds.
But I think he's
like Nick Cage.
Girl on Pizza Place, really?
He's like...
I used to watch that.
He's like...
Well, of course you did. You liked Eastwick.
You know, they should make Thelma Louise with drag and Ryan Reynolds and Nick Cage.
Oh, yeah.
And Russell T. Davies could write it.
Let's drive off the cliff.
I think the problem, you were talking about, like Warner Brothers should know better. But the thing is, Marvel is specifically a movie studio that does superhero movies. Warner Brothers does everything. So they are a jack of all trades and master of none.
But they're crap.
Most of their movies are crap.
I know, but they have a third script for Godzilla.
No,
really?
Gonna be good.
Oh, really? Madman. Oh, God.
That's the question. Well, why do you need a script for a Godzilla film?
I know. Here's
thank you.
The first one.
I don't need Chris Nolan's Godzilla. I really don't.
But
amazing.
Well, you do need to, you do need to work out blocking.
I don't need to feel Godzilla's pathos.
No, no, no. You do need to at least work out blocking. You know, you need to figure out which building is going to crush first.
You know, I see Godzilla rising.
Oh, yes.
Best adaptation of Great Expectations I've ever seen.
Nice. But I think that's the thing is Warner Brothers is so generalized that when they do try a superhero movie, it's infected with all that, you know, lowest common denominator, let's just put something out and hopefully we get some money out of it. But Marvel, being sort of like a specialty shop, really does get what, you know, they're able to make this huge
They know how
huge
to do
continuity.
The middle ground.
Right.
Well, they
also
do it now. They used to.
Well, true.
But at
no,
least they learned.
Yeah, they learned.
They have learned.
Well, and now they have the resources because they're associated with Disney and all that.
But
and made a lot of money. And saved Disney from John Carter.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, damn
and enough marketing to cram it down everyone's throats.
Warner makes fantastic superhero comic movies.
Adaptations that are
cartoon
incredible.
Cartoon movies,
they do
are
great.
Fantastic.
Well, the upcoming Dark Knight one looks amazing.
But the problem is
they
all
watched,
are.
Like, the Wonder Woman and...
But the thing is that because they are a specialty shop. They're focused on that.
They have,
and
they have an imprint label within Warner Brothers,
well,
and that's all they do.
Right, but that
script is written as a cartoon movie,
DC
hand it to someone, and make it a live action.
Well, they don't... But the problem is, Mask of Phantasm, they don't let the animation department go anywhere near this stuff because of that, and they keep pointing to that as a reason they don't, and it's completely silly because that was actually a very good movie.
That was a great Batman movie.
Oh, well, DC just killed their animation department.
Well,
so
yeah,
it's done.
Yeah.
If we can do Avengers, then what happened to Wonder Woman?
It's
a TV show.
We have time.
Okay.
She ended
here's,
up missing Superman this week.
Here's
went,
part of the problem.
Exactly.
What really blows my mind about Wonder Woman, and I don't get this at all,
the pants.
Is that...
Yeah. The jeggings. The jeggings.
Okay.
The invisible plane part?
Easy. No. Just you, take all of that away, but just basically consider that this is the number one female character in the DC universe. And with very few exceptions, nobody knows what the hell to do with her. I mean, like, to a hilarious degree. So, you know,
in the comics.
Honestly,
no, in the comics. So if your source material, if you don't know what to do with them in the source material, figure that out before you try to translate it anywhere.
Honestly, I think what they should do with Wonder Woman is do what they did with Captain America, is do a 1940s story because that's when she came out.
I swear to God.
And if she you know, that's all that classic yeah. kind
the
of
classic
polyamorous
style. Exactly.
But see, the only problem is with you.
What? No!
Wonder Woman is like they rebooted her and they can't
explain. I know.
I wish she had World War II.
Of course you would.
That's when she was. That's when. Why the hell do you need to explain that?
I don't know, but it's like they always make fun of her villains and stuff. How they can
There's
fix this is if they make her as a crime, almost like a female Batman. You know, it's like, okay, she's not.
She's kind
not.
Of a guy. You don't have to explain
really
what she's doing in World War II.
If they can make
she's
Thor,
fantastic
Thor.
Exactly.
They can do the same thing for
World
War II.
Yes,
I think so, and I think they should do it in, like, 1940s. So Kim and I will be thrilled with the costume.
I mean, they did that with a TV show.
Well...
Yeah,
and
then they jumped her into the future, and nobody understood that.
Does this take your DC animation department that made the animated Wonder Woman film a few years ago?
Wonder Woman will involve
wormholes.
Take that
freaking story and just make it live.
Right, yeah.
Well, I think the problem is getting the right Wonder Woman, and that's going to be...
Yeah, that is tough.
That's going to be the tough part.
Well, you did just get a new job.
Well...
But...
And I gotta be honest, that's actually my worry about Weeb doing it, is because he likes to reuse people, which is fine. And I think that's great, but my problem there is the names that he has talked about being Wonder Woman, Charisma Carpenter, some others, and I just go, well, no.
I think
or Elisha Deuce.
No, but the last.
I think they should do.
No,
I
think they should have made those jeggings work.
The last lady that they had for Wonder Woman for the pilot, I can't remember her name now.
Pawlucky.
Huh?
Pawlucky.
Yes. Pawlucky from Friday Night Lights or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Casting is
important, but I don't think casting's critical.
I don't know.
Really?
I agree.
I
think
casting's
important. You need
someone
that generally
looks tough,
but if you write the story and you have a... I agree. You can't have a 5'2" Wonder Woman.
No.
If you...
Record.
No.
if you cast it reasonably well, but you have a fantastic writer, that's what you need.
Yeah.
And that's what Warner has just shit the bed doing.
Right.
Well, and here's the thing about, because I know that they, you know, they did their whole Justice, oh, we're going to do a Justice League movie.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, bear in mind. What? Oh.
You had jazz fans up there.
I did?
Yes, you
okay,
did.
Okay, if you say so. I do that. I'm seeing a doctor. Go ahead.
That was more. Actually, technically, that was more David Byrne hands, but that's okay.
But that's all right. I'm not wearing the jacket. It's too large. Yes.
I failed in jazz hands.
Several, yes.
Everyone talks at once.
Much.
Laughter ensues.
Okay, a bit.
And the panel audience groans, back when we were talking about.
Oh, there's been lots of that, too. Yeah, come on up and get a prize.
Hey!
Prize!
Give him a zine,
just move those out of the way. Randomly just throw them at people.
Randomly.
All right.
You missed.
What happened? I hit him in the head. I'm sorry. There you go. We've been talking about satanic things.
Don't
you get a book of stories about Satan. Enjoy.
Oh my God, we were paying.
You t-shirted him all over his face.
Oh God.
67 pounds of t-shirts.
So I was saying, what I was saying was, when they announced Justice League film,
it's a failed website. Don't bother.
Bear in mind that they couldn't even do a World's Finest movie.
Nope.
And they were going to do. Wolfgang Peterson was on board to do a Superman Batman film, and they couldn't even get that off the ground. That's just two characters. So I mean, doing, you know, a bunch of them that you haven't set up before, and you know, you talk about. Madman, you were talking about, oh, well, there's the Thor from the television, and and I'm just thinking David Ogden Stiers is Martian Manhunter from Justice League pilot.
Yeah.
By the way, if you haven't seen that is comedy gold.
I think part of the problem is, even if you go back to the comics, right now, even whatever you want to say about the Marvel comics currently, at least it feels like there's an organized pattern to it. Where the writers are kind of getting together and figuring it out.
And they are.
Whereas even with the 52, it's like everybody's got their own fiefdom, and
and people are leaving like crazy.
Exactly.
Right.
Or being fired. Because they're not going along with what the message is, and they don't even know what the message is.
Right. So the message is everyone must be collared.
It's like DC is just completely unfocused and kind of they don't know which direction to go in.
Yeah. They keep believing, oh, if we build it, they'll come. And then they build it and
that's never nobody's true.
No, that's never true.
That didn't work for Six Flags either.
Kevin Costner has a lot to answer for.
Yeah, God.
He's a dick, and I don't like him.
Well played. We don't have Aaron. Yay, it's Aaron.
All right, kind of. Yes.
Any more word on the re-rise for World War Z? I had the reshoot, Jazz.
Yeah, I know they are doing that, and I believe they moved it, yes?
I still think Ken Burns should have done that.
I stopped caring.
What's that?
I stopped caring.
Yeah, I mean,
check that out.
The problem is they
Thank you. It should have been sold to HBO.
Yeah, it should have been a series sold to HBO.
Or PBS.
It has to be linear.
No.
You could have, you know, have writers write 12 episodes to start. They could pick any time frame they want. And you could go to Hollywood and say, we want you for one show.
Yep.
And do that show. And then when you get season two, you'll know a couple of those were probably really big fan favorites. So you get that character back and you see where else that character goes. And it doesn't
American
it's all
Horror
over.
Story.
It's
yeah,
it,
I know,
they
I
so
that,
missed
though.
The
I
boat.
Wasn't thinking so much like, because I like your Ken Burns idea, but I was thinking Soderbergh.
I don't know, like, I like the idea of
Traffic. I kind of like the idea of what he did with Traffic.
Wait.
The zombies would all be strippers?
Did you have something on this?
Yes, one of them would be Kathy Zeta-Jones.
They made them.
And I think that would make great television.
Hang on. Yes, what?
Actually, it'd be her husband.
The question was,
what's the
story on
World War Z?
Rights for World War Z.
Thank you.
All I know is that when you finish a movie and you say it's all done and then you go back to rewrites and reshooting, we have a problem. Houston, we have a problem.
Well,
see, also G.I. Joe.
Yeah, oh, God.
That looked exciting.
And that,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah, that was there, what a way to completely deflate everything that you've done. Oh, we've got to do reshoots so we can make it 3D. Thanks,
yeah, because
guys.
We really want that Chinese box office.
What? No, it was because it tested badly, and they're trying to save face.
I mean, no.
We need to do reshoots, and for some reason, add in the people we killed off from the first film.
Right, that we kill off in the trailer.
That wasn't really that good anyway. Nobody missed.
Got the magic mic.
They should have learned from the first G.I. Joe movie and the one that was a cartoon. You don't kill off the first cast and bring in new actors.
Are they really bringing Marlon Wayans back? Seriously?
They should have. They should have learned from. They should have learned from Evil Dead 2 and just basically redid the first film in like the first 10 minutes. And
I think they know that they're not going to make a huge amount domestically, so they added the 3D so they'll get more forward.
Yeah, I mean, you called that. I mean, you said that before Variety did. Is that basically, 3D plays huge overseas.
Yep.
Like,
yes.
Something like, was it in?
See, also Battleship.
Yeah, they're converting a lot of theaters in China.
Yeah.
China's big on. They want 3D everywhere.
Oh yeah.
So we're all stuck with it because the Chinese.
Well, and again,
that's racist.
Let me just say, since we mentioned,
I didn't say chink.
Since we mentioned,
you're hot. Yes. No.
Okay. Okay.
You do realize we're recording this, right? Anyway, so what? What's that?
Wait, come on, John isn't recording.
Stop it.
Anyway, so just to go back, because we've been doing this for a little while, and I remember there was a time when people looked at us crazy when we said there would be a Battleship movie.
And
right?
A Rock'em Sock'em Robots movie?
Yep.
Real soon?
I like that film.
But basically, remember, of course, that the, what is it, the Candyland film has Adam Sandler on board to produce.
What? Yeah.
Wait, whoa.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Monopoly is being
grabbed. Yeah, Ridley Scott. Well, oh, that's like, active.
And Werner Herzog has Connect Four.
Okay, let me just say this. Again, I bring this up because you laugh.
Refer to his question. So
yeah. Yes, thank you. For people listening at home going, wait, what the hell? He said, what about the Boggle film, basically? So the rights were sold to Super Soakers. Mm-hmm. And I believe there's at least been one script written for a Super Soakers movie. The law of relative development demands it. Yes. Oh, God, I hope not. That was fantastic.
Yeah.
That was great.
Actually, the interesting thing about Clue is there is a British company that's looking at redoing it with Eddie Izzard and the Tim Curry part.
Yeah.
Oh, also, I heard Rowan Atkinson and somebody else attached to it. I forgot who it is. But
I don't know. I'd love to see Uptight Citizens take a crack at it.
I know.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Rowan Atkinson could make...
The Cluedo movie.
Exactly.
Great.
Exactly. Yeah.
Possibly.
But no, I'll just say, great evening. Clue with a double feature with Murder by Death. They're both on Amazon Prime streaming for free. Woo. Yes.
You go to needcoffee.com.
So there's a Red Dawn remake.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of Chinese.
All right, the problem with that movie.
Wait, they're financing the film? Let's make it Koreans. Yeah,
yeah, little tiny North Korea.
Well, finance the film.
Yep.
The one...
That's true.
North Koreans occupy all of America.
Well,
how can Cuba? It happened before. We can do it again.
That was the Russians, though. The Russians and the Cubans. It was the entire Red thing going on.
That's true.
Yeah.
You own a Kia?
Hollywood really misses the Cold War, basically.
Yeah. Well. The only thing I will say is that the fact that they used like some form of an EMP weapon, it's smart. So I'll give them a little credit in that they are at least going, okay, we know we're stretching this.
However, that is how GoldenEye started.
Yeah.
Well, that's GoldenEye.
There's been a lot of sharing of things in films recently.
I remember an EMP weapon in
what's
a
that?
Mass.
Nuclear submarines. Yes. So I don't know if it's just dumb and fun, because I'll forgive dumb and fun. You know, I don't think everything has to be a Merchant Ivory film. So I will if you're just gonna blow stuff up like Expendables 2.
Yeah.
That was what the first movie should have been.
Yeah.
Don't don't make me turn on a single damn brain cell. Just make, just blow stuff up.
2 hours of the ship blowing up.
I want Jet Li to kick things. I want some Chuck Norris jokes, and I want people to poke fun at how old they are, and then we're good.
That's what we do.
Shoot stuff. Yeah.
You know, it's like the Golden Girls with
and
the fights.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. You and the baseball cap.
Thank you for being a friend.
Right now.
Yes.
Are there any brain cells you're going to enjoy Judge Dredd since it's just Attack the Block in English?
Well, it's more than that. I mean, it's the rage, really.
Yeah.
Repeat the question. Yes. Actually, the Precinct 13.
So, yeah, well, that's yeah, true. Well, no, Judge, I mean, so the question is, Judge Dredd, am I going to enjoy it
Intrigue.
Since it's very obviously what?
Intrigue.
In 3D. Oh, 3D, yes. Well, everything's in 3D. That's normal. I mean, that's...
I love Carl Urban.
No, here's the thing. The one thing I will say, and why I'm willing to give it a go, is that my understanding is the helmet doesn't come off.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
It does not.
No.
He's been adamant.
So I'm like, okay, thank you. And to be perfectly honest, I enjoyed the raid so much, it's like Taken. Somebody goes, well, you know, Taken 2 is just going to be the same damn movie. And I'm like, and? I'm good. I don't care. I don't care if they take somebody's grandmother he doesn't even know. I don't care. I want him. I would do a TV spinoff where it's
my
just.
My third cousin removed on my mother's side.
Yes. Yeah, that's fine. I'm just like, you know, it's like. Yeah, it did okay. But I mean, it wasn't as fun and it wasn't as well written. So, but yeah.
Any hope for a third season of Walking Dead?
Third season of Walking Dead? Question mark.
Okay. Hope for it. Obviously, not hope for it happening, but hope for it being good. Is that what they're
saying?
There were ups and downs.
Well, there were ups and downs. I think the thing that, okay, I will say this.
There's the danger of premature.
With as much story ground as you've got, there's the danger of premature.
I'm not mistaken, that's a sexual reference.
Yeah.
But now premature in which way? Because my understanding is they're doing the prison for at least through season 4.
Yeah.
So.
But to get to that though, you'd have to kind of make a sequence a bit longer than it should have been, which is I think a lot of people are complaining about the farm.
Well, I mean. Here's the thing, and I figured I had not thought of this before, but you guys talking about Doctor Who pulled me in on this, is that because I was listening to the commentary on season 2, which are mostly boring, but the interesting thing was that the entire first half of the season wasn't theirs. I mean, it was basically done under the old regime, shall we say. So, and the problem is once you've got something, especially when you've got very little budget to begin with, you can't undo it. So I, too, thought the first half was a little bit slow, but I absolutely loved the payoff. Mm-hmm. So I was willing to go, okay, I'm still here. Then the second half got very, very interesting, with a few exceptions, mostly having to do with the fact of, come on, guys, can't you hire somebody to at least point out, You do realize we just came back and said now suddenly it looks like it's midnight. It looked like it was noon before, right? I mean, it's like...
That's the Lost thing. Lost never had sunsets or sunrises.
That's the Manos rule of filmmaking.
That's right.
So a random couple is always making out somewhere?
There's a difference between shooting day for night and day for... Yeah.
But I think the thing about The Walking Dead, too, because now I have read some of it, and oh, dear God,
why did you do that? Why did you do that?
I don't know.
Told you not to.
Why did you do that?
Everybody told me not to, and I still read a little. I didn't read the whole thing. I only read like one.
Oh no, no! You were not going to be able to stop.
No,
I can't stop
because I was like.
Oh, you think you stopped? Yeah. You're going to wake up in the middle of the night, and you're going to be going, "I'm sleep reading."
I can read, but that's the thing. I mean, that is a pretty sadistic, dark.
Underbelly. Well, it's about zombies.
Yeah, no,
no, it's not about zombies. This is about power and.
Yeah, I mean that's.
Are you paying attention to our election process?
Yeah. Well,
summer reading.
No, it is not.
No,
our
summer reading.
Nice.
Hills to the nose.
There you go.
She won't feed them. She won't.
Walking Dead Volume 1 on your kids' sixth grade reading list.
Wow. However, honestly, it's just as it would be just as disgusting as them having Twilight on there as well.
You've obviously not read far enough. Wow. Now I've got that in my head again. I'm going to be living with that all day. Damn you!
Shut up!
Cookie.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh, no, I don't care what it is. Okay. Okay, so, but the one thing, okay, for people who have not read far into the comic, there is one, the one thing I think they're going to have to change, because Kirkman's talked about how much he regrets doing it, is, shall we say, one bit of body modification that takes place that I think, even if Kirkman wanted to do it, which is a bad idea, doing that to somebody that prevalent is a budget concern, for now you have to do that body modification in post. So I don't really think that's going to happen.
Especially for the money that they're getting.
Yeah, I mean, that's just it. And it's
they're
just
not Mad Men.
It's it's problems.
Because Dish didn't pay up.
Tell me about it. Well, I don't have it anymore.
The interesting thing about Walking Dead is that David Morrissey was interviewed on the BBC. He said a couple other projects, and the guy asked him. Now, I guarantee you, this time next year, we'll be saying the words David Morrissey and Emmy in the same sentence. Mark my words. But he said that they were not holding back, and as much as they could possibly get away with. He addressed it to British fans. He's like, for those of you, you know, British TV is different than American TV. For those of you in Britain, if this were filmed in Britain, it would be completely almost unabashed and just let go. He goes, but we've got the envelope as far as we could. They had sensors in the editing room. So, with some of the rough cuts they're doing.
Yeah.
So, I think they're going to try to go as close to it as they can, and I think he's going to be awesome.
Well, I think the two things I would say is, to their credit, thank you. Nice, global frequency. They very clearly laid out what you could expect from the show. When in the first 5 minutes, and because it's in the first 5 minutes, if you haven't seen it, I'll spoil it for you. You shoot a little girl in the head. So that's pretty much for those of us who were going, I wonder if they're going to, oh, they did. Wow. And for those who didn't want to be there, they went, yeah, I'm good. So I mean, so yeah. I realized
is,
that.
Is Sayas the dress on?
What's that?
Say yes to the dress.
Oh, I don't watch television, so I don't know.
I was making a joke.
Though, I do like the idea that they are going to go back, at least for the purposes of television, and go back and do the slow build-up to the insanity.
Yeah.
Where it just, in the comic, it's just boom, there you go.
Yeah. Well, and again,
which I think is good for more Morrissey.
Well, and part of the thing is, too, that the, shall we say, the triangle plot that played out longer in the television show than in the comic. I mean, Kirkman stated this in the commentary, and I think he's done it elsewhere, and it makes perfect sense. He wanted to tell that story, and he had no idea how long the comic was going to last at that point. I mean, the concept, we hadn't had an ongoing zombie comic since Dead World. I mean, so he just was like, I got to get this done. So to a certain extent, even by that point, it may have been just all right, I need to jump in here. So, but the changes between the comic and the TV show are actually what make me very excited, because it's actually worse for those of us who have read the comic, because we know what a sadistic bastard Kirkman is.
And you can kind of tell this in the comic, too, that the further along the comic got, the more comfortable that Kirkman knew the title was sticking around.
Yeah.
The more he kind of let off the pedal a bit and let the stories kind of go and let characters develop a bit.
Right. But the thing that Kirkman does that nobody else apparently seems to remember how to do is, there used to be time, those of you read comics as kids, I know kids don't read comics anymore, what a crazy notion. But there used to be this thing they would do at the end of the issue where it would say, like, see you in 30 or something like that. And you would always be like, oh, hell yeah! Right?
That last page of
that
every
last,
issue.
Whatever it was. But yeah, the last page of every issue of Walking Dead is literally like, he's kicked you in the nuts, basically.
And someone will die.
If you don't own nuts, he's rented someone with nuts for you and kicked them on your behalf. He doesn't discriminate. He really doesn't discriminate. But no, I to go back to the main question, I am optimistic about it. I know, I'm trying. I'm optimistic about season 3. I'm hoping that since they're going into a place where they can literally play with all kinds of stuff from the comic, most of which is very cool, some of which I hope that there's certain characters around that maybe will make things a little different, because I really don't want it to end like that again. Not that it was bad story-wise. It's just, it was in my head for 3 days. And I'm a screwed-up individual. But having different characters like Daryl in the mix, and even Merle in the mix, really changes the dynamic. So it can't be exactly the same.
But that's a good thing you said.
No, I know. But it's... And that was the other thing, too, is there's a... the other thing they did very early on that really screwed with my head, and probably most people who've read the comics' head, is that the basic premise of the show, of course, so this isn't a spoiler, is it's kind of like 28 days later, guy got shot, he was in a coma, he woke up, zombie apocalypse. And 28 days later, they did that because they couldn't afford to shoot a zombie apocalypse, so they said, how do we get around it? I know. Well done. But basically... With this, in the comic, he gets shot, he goes down, right? If you watch the TV show, he gets shot, and he doesn't go down because he's wearing a vest, and he's still standing. So I'm going, what in the hell just happened? And then, of course, something else happens, and you just go, oh, but that was their... And in the commentary, they acknowledge this. They said, yeah, that was our tiny little nod to say, you think you know what we're doing? You don't know what the fuck we're doing. And it's just like, oh, my God, we're in the hands of madmen.
We yes. have 5 minutes.
We have
you get to all three
5 minutes.
Wanted to talk about.
Yeah, well, Marvel, DC, and I was going to do Dark Tower, because Cynical 13-year-old wants to talk about that, and well, then we'll talk about the other stuff in part two.
In part two on Monday. I think the...
Where someone will die.
I don't know. Going back to Dark Tower, I worry.
No, well, it's good to be worried. Because I haven't even read the new book, and that's been out. So.
I have not read the new book either, because I don't...
Volume 5.5 or whatever the hell it is. Like, I have no idea. Mm-hmm. So does anyone have a question about a thing we can address in the next 5 minutes before... Yes?
Opinions on the Dark Knight Rises.
Dark Knight Rises. I will say this.
I thought we weren't talking about that.
There was a guy on... Nice. There was a guy on Facebook who basically pinned down the Bane voice for me, which I really enjoyed, and I really enjoyed the film overall. It's not the same as Dark Knight. It couldn't be the same as Dark Knight. They kind of knew that, and they went, let's just run with it. And I was sort of happy with it. And the Catwoman ears were fantastic. I was like, oh, thank you so much, but for multiple reasons. But. No, he said the Bane voice was Sean Connery as Dr. Fibes.
What? No.
Yes.
It was the hobo. Yes. It was the gypsy kid.
Yeah, with alterations.
He was. Yeah.
If you don't know Dr. Fibes,
Bartley Corman or something.
Yeah. Go to YouTube. You'll find it. Bartley you'll Corman. Be amused.
Bartley Corman.
It's on Netflix.
Gorman. It's on Netflix.
Gorman. Yeah.
Bartley Gorman.
Gypsy yes. King.
I think the other thing about The Dark Knight Rises was because loved The Dark Knight. I mean, just that was such an amazing movie, and you're like, how do you do anything else? I mean, you know, this movie was so dark and all this other thing, so you're like, ooh, you know, it even
well, and the question, I guess the question that really falls under the jurisdiction of this panel is, so, Dark Knight 4.
No.
Okay. First of all, Okay. First of all, not with Nolan. Warner Brothers' response to that would be fine.
Yeah.
Think about it.
It's called Night Rises. They were going to reboot Batman even before Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Actually, what's people have, there was a thing on IO9 making the case for the next Batman movie to do Batman Beyond.
Yeah.
Nightwing.
Or Nightwing.
I don't know, Batman Beyond, you know, you've got like sort of this a sort of dystopian thing. You could have
We all know it's gonna be Azrael.
Okay. We like money.
Well, but how do you
more people, thank you.
But how do you get from the ending of The Dark... Has everybody seen The Dark Knight Rises?
It doesn't... That's assuming they keep the Nolanverse. They may not.
Well...
He gets beat up and gets injured really bad like he's supposed to because he mentioned Batman Beyond. And if I know what's going on in Batman Beyond, I know what's going on in the movie.
It's kind of that same idea.
Kind of.
The Bollywood dance sequence was incredible.
the best adaptation of Jane ever.
Now, I mean, that's the thing. I don't know if they're going
to... really want to see that.
Do you really think they're going to keep the Nolanverse, or do you think they're going to start over?
Batman.
I think the Nolanverse... they have left you some space in the Nolanverse to go somewhere with it. The question is, can they get somebody to go somewhere decently?
Well, no, okay.
The best American
I know.
Let me just say, no. Now, the question was not, decent Batman 4? The question was, Batman 4?
Yes, Batman 4, definitely.
Decent doesn't enter into it. I mean, let's face it. What's another 4 that springs to mind? Quest for Peace. I mean, you know, quality doesn't enter into it.
It'll be back.
You didn't like Prison Break?
That was 3. We're not talking about
another incarnation. No,
4 was...
They will.
If Batman 4 is about time travel and whales, I'm in. I'm in.
Nice.
Whales always win.
Yes. One thing, was it Alan Moore who said that for a legend to become a legend,
it has to end.
That's one of the things that is really good about Dark Knight Rises.
Or even if they go like the Batman Incorporated direction.
Really? Or they could mix Batman Incorporated with Kids Incorporated. And
isn't that a different iteration of Teen Titans Go?
Right. Yeah. No, he still has the orphanage. You could just pop it out Robins all day. You could kill them all
with their time. He has that film that Del Toro produced.
Oh, my God.
We need another Timmy.
They're not going anywhere.
Suddenly Batman is a John Saul novel.
Exactly.
It's
like the orphanage.
All right.
Just throw a shirt.
All right, they're just throwing a shirt. All right, well, listen, we're just about at time.
Hey,
some quick bits of business. We have the zine, Derelict. Rox and Rob did this. It is art by the famous David Lloyd. So,
and
yes, the guy.
No comment.
What?
From Alan Moore saw this.
Alan Moore saw this?
No comment.
Oh, wow. So, anyway.
Wait.
So, I emailed David Lloyd.
Yeah, okay.
And I said, I sent you the zines. Did you get them? He emails me back. I got the zines. I showed them to Alan on the patio. And I emailed him back. Oh, did he like it? He goes, well, he doesn't really like anything. So Ross is taking that as a no comment.
No comment.
But regardless.
What did the snake puppet think of it?
That we produced.
Actually, let me get kind of an honor for Alan Moore to not really.
I know.
And I've got to incorporate it in the next
week. Quit hitting people.
I got to go with a segue here. But we love your comments. And if you go on the app, if you
Thank
have
you.
A smartphone, we have a rate your panel, and you can leave. I think I haven't touched it yet, but there is a rate your panel.
Yes. Yeah, you touched it.
See, I do this, I don't even plan it.
Did you rate Barrowman's ass?
Swipe carefully.
You so
Swipe
touched
very
his
carefully.
Ass.
I did not touch Barrowman's ass.
You so
ass.
Did.
Why not?
Why not? I don't know. But do rate the sessions that you're going... I'm trying my bestesses. Do rate the sessions you're going to if you can leave us comments. We love constructive comments.
Nice comments.
Look, this is how it could have been better, but just make it constructive.
It
not this sucks.
Year.
Yeah, it helped.
Right.
Yes. All of us All right. track directors are ecstatic about it. So please.
Yes. So we have the zine. It's available on a barter system. So just be creative. Talk to the lady.
That's on the sign.
Yes. And bear in mind tonight at 8:30. We're going to be in the International Ballroom North. We're going to be doing the third annual Fun Fest, where we're going to play some games, and it's going to be kind of like this, but slightly less organized. And there's going to be chances to win fabulous prizes. So come see us.
One more.
Yes, Rob. Yes.
The zine. Yeah.
Oh, the other thing we want to tell you about the zine is that it's really important that you, if you read it and like it, Facebook it, Twitter it, tell everyone you know. If you have a local comic book store that you know sells zines and they like it, email Rox and we can get it there.
I will send it to you and you take it to your local
comic book shop. It's kind of like a DIY movement. It's like punk rock in words. So anything you can do to spread the word on this thing, it is already blown up far worse and weirder than we've already expected.
We're trying to get it on the International Space Station.
We're trying to get on the International Space Station. It has been on the set of the Doctor Who Christmas special. It is not in the scenes yet, but I'm working very hard on it because someone told me I couldn't do it. So,
oh God.
And he's an asshole. So, The other thing that we are very much trying to do, I sent one to the producers of, I didn't tell you this yet because I didn't want you to be mad at me. I sent it to the Kelly Ripa Show producers, and the press release said they would love to come on the show and talk about it, just so we get the press release, by the rejection letter to put in the Z.
Yay!
So I've made a targeted list of like shows that I want to have us do personal appearances on for the zine, and then we can just print the rejection letters.
That's fine.
So it's going to be awesome.
Well, maybe you'll get on there.
Nice. So that would be even better.
It has been sent per Widget suggestion to the British Library, which is on its way. It's also been sent to a really great bookstore called the World Bookstore in Prague, who put it out on their shelves. And they just said, what the hell is this?
Who was it that said that we got together for 2 months to do this?
Oh, the best story ever is there was someone I was talking to at Bridgeback yesterday. I gave them a copy of the zine. They were talking about how neat it was. It had Douglas Adams in it and some other things. And they're like, you guys all did this? I go, yes. He goes, so do you guys just go down to, like, Witch's house and, like, hang out and do this for 3 months? And I'm like, yeah, and the Maharashi comes around, and we all sort of talk about it. And it's like, yes.
Why
exactly.
Wasn't I?
Yeah, we have a kibbutz in Smyrna.
There you go.
What else can you get? Have drink recipes and a sampler pattern for your own new coffee cup.
I know they're trying to run. And bear in mind, if you want to come hear me read words that I strung together, I'm doing a reading at 4 o'clock. So come see us. Thanks for coming, guys.